Okay, at this point, we're going to talk about the ingredients of our pet foods, and we're just going to go right down the list, and we're going to start right off with the first ingredient, which is chicken meal. So why don't you tell us all about chicken meal?
Chicken meal has a specific definition according to AFCO. And basically, chicken meal is the flesh or the muscle of a chicken that is dried. So it only has 10% moisture or water, which means that there is the potential to have 90% protein. Now, chicken meal can come in all different kinds of qualities. There can be a lot of bone. There can be very little bone. Obviously, the cleaner the chicken, the more chicken there is, the more expensive and the better the quality. Our chicken is the best quality that I can buy. And how do you know that? Besides me telling you that, chicken is such a digestible protein. It has a high biological value. In other words, the animal can use it very well to grow muscle, skin, and coat. So when you feed our food for 2-3 months and you see the difference in your dog, especially if it was another brand that has chicken meal and it's not our quality, then you can say, I do see this differences in meal.
Okay, so meal is not the same as chicken, and of course that's not even the same as chicken byproducts.
Oh, John, thank you for bringing this up, because this is get people don't know. Chicken, everybody says, I want my dog to have chicken. Picture that chicken that just came out of the oven, you know, with all these spices. That's what I want my dog to have. Well, when you look at that chicken out of the oven, it has about 60% more or less water. So if you subtract that from 100, you only have 30-40% of nutrition, because water doesn't give you nutrition. When you look at the meal, and let's make believe it's our meal, okay, it's mostly all muscle meat, and okay, except it's dry. So I took that chicken meat off the chicken, and I got rid of the water, and I said, here's dry chicken. Now, which one would you rather eat, John? The chicken with all that water, okay, or would you rather have that same chicken, but without the water?
Without the water.
Well, that's chicken meal versus chicken. Number two. You asked me about the quality, right? Okay, and I told you that chicken meal was the flesh of the animal, which is really the muscle of the animal. It's Thanksgiving, and your family ate. You have a big family, I know that. And they took off all the chicken off the bird. But you know, it's on the stove. Everybody, you remember this from Thanksgiving. And there's pieces hanging, okay? That is your chicken meat. It's tendons. It's ligaments, it's viscera. It has some, you know, muscle meat, you know, in certain corners. So what happens is this rack of chicken goes through a machine, and the machine takes all that loose hanging stuff with all the water in it, okay, all right? And that is what we use as chicken meat.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Chicken meal is the what I would call the best cut of the meat. It's the maybe like the breast meat, the thigh meat, like that. But chicken is just basically the scrapings of
yes.
of that left what's left over.
Yes.
So there's a big discrepancy between what chicken meal is and versus what chicken is, and yet people in their minds are thinking, well, chicken looks like what I want. What is chicken meal?
That's right, that's right. And always keep in mind now, when you talk about chicken meal, you know, and that's why AFCO has definitions. There's a specific definition, and I don't remember it exactly, but it's a dried, you know, muscle meat of. And that way there is no confusion between the two.
Okay. Now, I wanted to bring this up also because we're dealing with chicken as a meat source. A lot of pet foods, well, in the past, pet foods have come about, and I've worked for some of these companies that touted hypoallergenic formulas, and a lot of that was they were reverting to lamb meal, New Zealand lambs, or then now today you'll see a lot of different things, fish or duck formulas, all these kind of things. So is chicken inherently an allergy problem? Is that a meat source with
No.
prone to allergies?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up too. Chicken is in many, many dog foods. Now, an allergic dog becomes allergic to a product, to an ingredient. It has to be a protein most of the time, okay, over time when they're exposed. So if I'm living in New Zealand with a lamb that people think might be not hypoallergic, and I'm eating the lamb every day and I'm a dog, and I become allergic dog, I'm allergic to lamb. So maybe ship me from America some Kansas beef and I won't be allergic anymore. So there is no such thing as a hypoallergic diet. There are diets that are made with just one protein. So if you're allergic to chicken, you know, you might do better on kangaroo. But, you know, the one protein diets don't deliver the same level of nutrition as many proteins. And the other thing I wanted to say is some people think their animals are allergic to chicken only because they've been buying food, maybe, you know, and it says chicken. Well, that's not always the case. The only way someone knows that they're really allergic is if they have an allergy test.
Okay, great. And then one more thing regarding this meat source. I noticed anywhere in the formula that we don't use beef.